Time now for your letters. Last week, you heard the story of the first black woman in Montgomery, Alabama, to refuse to give her seat on a bus to a white passenger. It wasn't Rosa Parks, but a teenager named Claudette Colvin. When I mentioned Parks' historic protest, I erroneously said she refused to move to the back of the bus for a white passenger. Many listeners pointed out that while African Americans were permitted to sit only in designated seats at the rear of Montgomery buses, whites could command black passengers to relinquish those seats when a bus was otherwise full. Parks was in one of those designated seats when she rebuffed a white man who wanted it. Some of you also wrote to clarify a comment in our Ides of March conversation. I asked Georgiana Ziegler, head of reference at the Folger Shakespeare Library, to define Ides for us. She said it referred to the 15th of the month. Alexandra Durham of Brooklyn, New York, says that's not the whole answer.
I am a Latin teacher, which automatically means I like to correct people. Every month in the Roman calendar had a day called the Ides that marked, as your source mentioned, the approximate middle of the month. But in fact, the Ides more often fell on the 13th than the 15th. Only in March, May, July, and October did the Ides fall on the latter date.
On a more subjective note, comments poured in from listeners who said we made a mistake by inviting singer Marianne Faithfull to the show. She recently released a new album of melancholy standards.
I sit in my chair and filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad.
Typical were comments like this one from Brian Kane of Sunderland, Massachusetts, who said, the saddest part of the interview was hearing Ms. Faithfull sing.
We would like to request that you never play another track of Marianne Faithfull. Her voice is terrible, and her interpretations of standards, regardless of their origin, were brutal. This was not an enjoyable way to spend our Sunday morning.
Bruce Deegan of North Brantford, Connecticut, disagreed.
Although her singing certainly wouldn't pass the Simon Cowell test on American Idol, I think she continues to be an expressive and affecting performer. Thanks for this update on an artist who continues to captivate with her unique style and gracefulness.
If you'd like to sing our praises or give us an earful, go to our website, npr.org. Just click on the Contact Us link. You can also find us on Twitter and YouTube. And don't forget to check out our blog, npr.org/soapbox.
Dear Lord above, send me back my love.
This is NPR News.